Now, business, politics, and lifestyles continues on Full Service Radio, AM 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your host, Gary S. Goldman.
Thanks again for staying with us. What a pleasure it is to talk to listeners in Boston and the surrounding areas on AM 830 WCRN. We still have time for your call. We're going to take calls up till the top of the hour. We have a couple on the line, 508-871-7000. That's 508-871-7000. What is on your mind? I'm pleased to have Tom still with us. I didn't quite finish. Tom, are you there? Tom? Okay. We'll get Tom back in just a minute. Okay, Tom had to hang up, but what I was reminding Tom of, and then we'll take our next caller, Lenny, in just a moment. If you'd like to get on the line one more time, 508-871-7000. It isn't talk radio unless you participate. Well, it is, but it's more fun when we talk to people whose station it is and who have opinions. People who listen to talk radio are among the smartest people. And by the way, the left can't do talk radio. We know that. So what I was telling Tom was that Larry Ward broke news that Dominion Systems has been in charge of the voting machines and can flip votes at a flip of a button. It's the same kind of system that has been used overseas in order to control elections by America. And guess who has been aware of it all along? People like General Flynn, who has been represented by Sidney Powell. And Sidney Powell and General Flynn know about this, which is why they've been trying to shut him up and tie him up in the court so that nobody would ever know just how corrupt our voting system really, really is. So look up worldtribune.com and you'll be up to date as much as I am, and then we'll watch this thing unfold. Nobody knows how it'll end, but what we do have to do is keep our level heads. Don't give up hope and just look for the facts. All we really want to know is, will Donald Trump prevail? I just looked during the break and it has Joe Biden. He's already got a transition team. He's going to try to claim victory, make no mistake about it, in order to discourage Trump voters and to bully and intimidate them into saying, we're going to come after you. There's nothing American about that. To come after the opposition who disagreed with you, that's pure, unadulterated socialism, Marxism, communism. That's what we are fighting in this country. Not that there's anything really big going on here. So we're going to take a call. We're going to talk to Lenny. Welcome to 830 WCRN. You're talking to Karen Cataline. My pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Totally agree with you. I'm here in Georgia, and they, you know, I went to bed at 11, actually, and they claimed a broken pipe. That was for them to start using the software to populate and also bring in ballots. The other thing I want to say is this has been going on since the blue wave for Obama. He actually used the same system to actually acquire the most votes in history for the Democrats, and that was the only way they can do it. They've been doing this for years. Now, what happened was, since the red wave was so large that they had to stop everything because they said, we miscalculated the amount of votes that we need, so now we got to start stealing some more votes. So now they're going to be exposed, and they're not going to win because the exposure is going to be so great that they're saying to themselves, oh my God, you know, we were wrong in the amount of votes that Trump was going to get. It was a red tsunami, and we have to catch up, and then now they're being exposed. The other thing that no one is talking about, that there is a God, and God is on Trump's side. See, God is using Trump, and then for the principles of the United States to come back, like the Pledge of Allegiance in the schools, that's going to come back. Everything is going to come back to the United States of America as far as being great country and not hating America. So God willing,
Lenny, let me go slow with you a little bit. And let's address the first one, because the second one we could spend another 3 hours talking about, and I'd probably pretty much agree with you. But the first one, you sound like you come by this knowledge by some, expertise or awareness. Can you, without giving any too much identifying information, tell us where you know this kind of stuff, and if you have anything you can add from a factual standpoint?
CD Media, and there's some websites also that are been researching this for prior voting elections, and I don't have them in front of me right now, but I was excited that you have the call.
That's okay.
I can send that to you, but it's just a matter of research.
You know what? You can. If you would send that to me, I would really appreciate it. You or anyone can go to my website, just send me the information. All you got to do is fill out a little something. You can go on Twitter and Facebook. But if you go to my website, KarenKataline.com, last name spelled KataLine, send me that information. I'll either post it or I will certainly look at it. It sounds like you've been looking at this for a while, and that's unusual. A lot of us really thought we still had honest elections. You're telling me that Barack Obama also, they used the same system to get him in? Do you think that 2012, his reelection was an honest election?
No, it was not. And the thing is, he did get some legitimate votes, but in order to tie up the votes, they used the system to catch up and also create the blue wave, which is why they want Biden. You see, Biden was put in there because he knows about the blue wave. He was a vice president with Obama, and they know about that. So they figure they'll use it again. I mean, they use it.
Yeah, but does he remember?
No.
Does he even remember? No, he doesn't. That's probably a good thing. He has plausible deniability. Listen, I got to let you go.
Yeah. But, okay, but keep up the great work.
That is an extraordinary. Thank you. And that is just extraordinary. I'm so glad that we have knowledgeable people out there listening who even knew about this before the average person did. We have another caller. What's his or her name? Neil.
Yep.
Aha. Neil,
hello.
Welcome to WCRN. Well, we're wrapping up the show. I think you're the last caller of the show. What's on your mind?
Well, if it comes down and Biden wins, you know, if they can pull off this pass and he wins, these young people who voted for him better hold his feet to the fire. A week after, they should have a protest if he hasn't made college loans go away for the kids, you know, because that's what they promised. Okay, you can do it, executive order, boom, do it. At least go another 2 years without interest on them. You know, they got to hold their feet to the fire and make sure they do all these things. And they're not, okay, because you know they can't do it. They can't. They don't have the money.
Neil, can I prevail upon you not to even allow your brain to, at this point, accept the fact that we'll have President Biden and therefore a President Harris? Can I prevail on you to have faith? Not that it's a done deal. It is hardly a done deal. But don't even allow this to cross your mind that they would get away with such massive fraud as this.
Right.
They need to be held accountable. They need to be put in prison.
Even the local ones who got in, you know, honestly, in Massachusetts, you know, okay, let's hold your feet. McGovern, let's hold your feet to the fire. You guys promised this. You do it now. You're in there. You do it. You know, but they won't.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what these young people, don't just walk away, young people. You got to see exactly what these people made out of.
Well, and as you know, Neil, and thank you so much for the call. As you know, the left, hard left communist socialists have been infiltrating every sphere of influence in our American culture to their benefit. They take away individuality. They demonize their opposition. They own Hollywood, K-12 education, all the rest of it. They've been infiltrating in a most astonishing degree. We have to pretty much wrap it up. How long do we have there? I didn't hear. I'm always talking, and I don't. We have 20 seconds, 20 or 40. By the time I get it, I can't hear and talk at the same time. I want to thank everybody at WCRN. AM 830, and I love the fact that WCRN has active participatory callers. This is the greatness of talk radio, and we are exercising our First Amendment rights every single day. Thanks to Gary S. Goldman and Ted A. Karen Cataline, stick a fork in me. I'm done.